thank you for joining us for another fun edition of Wrestle Rock. Streaming live every Friday night at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on wildfireradio.com or the Wildfire Radio app. You want to catch us live and join in on the conversation? Dial the number 856-457-8660. You could find all of our podcast archives, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn, or VOC Nation, where we've had previous guests such as Jerry the King Lawler, The Warlord, Deanna Purrazzo, James Ellsworth, Gary Michael Capetta, Danny Cage, and the genius himself, Lanny Poffo.
I am the genius of a Florian renown.
Check us out.
Clive Volkoff, and you listen to Wildfire Radio. I wish you all the best. God bless you all. And dosvidaniya, tovarishche.
Previously on Wrestle Rock.
Here's my thing. That whole match, since Finn is also going away for a couple weeks, whatever, should just be literally,
I'd say,
the Fiend just suffocating it. Just puts his hand over his mouth and just suffocates him. That should be the whole match. That should be it, dude.
Well,
that
I mean,
No, he comes in and he just suffocates.
See, I see this. I think Finn, because it like
puts his pillow over his face.
Yeah, dude, like a killer. He's supposed to be a scary fiend, dude.
It's okay. Just
yeah, dude. Sleep. Yeah, like he can even say that.
It's okay, it's Grandma.
And Finn
I
Balor.
Mean, Finn.
Like, I don't know that either.
Welcome to Wrestle Rock with Rick Connor.
Fat and talentless.
Matt Flowers.
Give me what I want.
Mark Hallbacher.
Is that okay, 2019?
And Corey Castle.
Tell everybody that you love them. So enjoy your life.
You're such a hippie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You know what time it is?
It's on Wrestle Rock.
He got it right. It's time to Wrestle Rock. Woo! I'm Rick Connor.
I'm Corey Castle.
Mark Hallbacher.
He's gonna
communicating right now, apparently.
It's good to be back, everybody.
We had to listen to Matt Riddle and his weird chai porn last week. So. Oh, that was so weird.
That was a little weird.
Nobody else noticed that.
No, it sounded like kids moaning in the background. What the hell was that?
Yeah, Chris Jericho, you're old. What are you watching, dude?
Yeah, what the hell? So, crazy week of wrestling. But first, let's welcome back Corey Castle. What's going on, sir?
You've been...
Boo!
Go back to where you came from.
Which is where?
My house.
The suburbs.
The suburbs, yeah.
Somebody in the airplane booed me like that.
Yeah.
They said, where are you from? And I went, Langhorne. Boo. And I was like, okay, fine.
I do that every time I drive in. I see the sign, welcome to Langhorne. Boo.
Langhorne is a boring town. It's a little on the white trash side, for those who
in
don't
any
know.
Any of your neighborhoods where all the streets are named under the same letter, that drives me insane.
Highland Park.
You go in the I section, all the streets have like I names.
Start with the letter I.
Weird. Dude, Rick and Heather's house.
Yeah, that's in Levittown. Yeah.
That's there.
Is that Levittown? I thought
you're thinking of Levittown.
Oh, no, they're both.
Wait.
Jesus. No. You're
didn't
right.
Finish. He didn't
I'm
finish.
Back, baby.
Mark's passionate about Langhorne and Levittown.
He's drunk.
He's very correct.
I'm not drunk today. I was very drunk on Wednesday. I'm all right. I'm okay right now.
I enjoy living in Levittown.
Yeah, Levittown. It's tough. It's a thin line, so you never know what's actually Langhorne and what's Levittown.
Yeah.
And Bristol, too.
And Bristol's kind of... Well, no, Bristol's more...
crackhead-ish?
Yeah, it's a more poor side
of town. Lower Bucks, in general, just sucks.
I almost ran over a crackhead in Bucks.
Lower Sucks County.
You almost ran over a crackhead?
Yeah, when I used to work for the strip club back in the day, I was driving to a lovely lady's house late at night. And something scurried out in front of my truck, and I thought it was an animal, and it was a crackhead.
Is that a deer I almost hit? Oh, wait, no, it was a person.
Wait, we have to save that deer. Oh, never mind. He speeds off.
It's just... They have that sign of just a picture of a crackhead, like a crackhead crossing sign. Oh, I should have paid attention to that sign.
And like watch children, but it says watch crackheads.
Watch for crackheads. Corey, how was Capital Wrestling, man?
Oh, dude, it was a blast. I loved it. I had such a great time. And like, I met the whole like point of this was for it's a nonprofit called Wrestling for Innocence, or it was called the Innocence Project, but the show was Wrestling for Innocence, and it was actually this guy who just got exonerated for murder. He did like 16 years.
I thought they were just like, trying to save the kids from Matt Riddle.
he was like falsely convicted of a murder that he didn't commit, and they got him out. So this was all for him. This was a big celebration. Like when the show originally got booked, it was for him. Mm-hmm. And then in the meantime, between booking the show and it occurring, he had gotten out. So it was like a celebration party for this man. And nice. His family was there. It was a lot of fun. I let him play my djembe for a while on my way to the ring.
Your what?
The drum. Just say drum. No
one
knows
what
a
djembe is. Dumb thing I had to play your podcast?
Yes. The dumb thing.
I think I told you to go F yourself after I
So did you guys like raise money for his getting out and everything?
Yeah. It was a good time.
That's cool. And,
you know, I had to tell you guys this weird story. Tracy Smothers. Do you know who Tracy Smothers is?
I love Tracy Smothers.
He was on the show. He has a cane now, which is really just kind of like a branch from a tree that he's been walking around with this cane that's not really a cane. It's just like a thick tree branch that he's walking around.
He's walking around with like a staff, like Gandalf.
Yeah. Like, but it's like hip height.
Okay.
And he popped. The locker rooms weren't locker. They were like dressing rooms. It was like a backstage of a concert venue. But this place was a concert venue, and in the one room, it was like a bunch of the guys sitting there, and he peeks his head and he goes, "Oh, there it is." And he walks into the room, he picks up this cup, and he like turns around and he's like leaning over this trash can, peeing into this cup and talking to everyone in the room. Huh. He's going, "You know, a flat back bump in the middle of the ring is the equivalent to getting rear-ended by a 25-mile-an-hour car." And like then he turns back around after finishing his urinating, and he dumps the cup into the trash can, and then he throws the cup into the trash can, and he walks out of the locker room. It was like, what did you just do?
Oh, man, it just sounds like something from Langhorne.
Langhorne, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Now coming to ringside from Langhorne, Tennessee. Wasn't he Jimmy Joe Floyd in WWE? Like, they brought him in during that gimmick era.
He was Jimmy Joe Floyd. He was like one of these like really good wrestlers that just never got a break till ECW.
Yeah.
Dude, he was great with he was with one of the Armstrong brothers. It's like the dude, they were like basically the smoking guns, but the Southern Boys or something like that.
Find some of his old Mid-South or Smoky Mountain. He did a lot of really good stuff down there.
He's still wrestling in that Confederate flag singlet.
Oh, no.
It's okay down there.
Is it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Problematic.
It's okay in Langhorne, Tennessee.
How was Hall and Nash, dude?
I only saw them from a distance, so I didn't really get a chance to say what's up to them or like introduce myself or anything.
Were they just signing autographs?
Yeah. They didn't like powerbomb. Actually, you know what? They came out. They powerbombed me. It was great. It was amazing. Razor's Edge.
Actually, you just decided.
Yes, just now. I just remembered that
just
it happened.
Now you remember that.
I forgot all about it, but I took a jackknife and a Razor's Edge.
I don't know. They don't still work, do they? No, they don't still wrestle.
No.
They're old as hell now.
They did that thing at Raw Reunion a couple weeks ago.
They were all medically uncleared.
Right.
They were holding Gandalf sticks up. Yeah.
Scott Hall, you're not even allowed to walk up the steps of the ring. Just stand there. And look at people.
I'm pretty sure they never got in the ring. It was just they were signing autographs at a table all the way on the other side of the building.
Speaking of the ring, where should we start?
Oh man, I don't know. Let's talk about SummerSlam because SummerSlam really surprised me. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Were you?
Can we start the day before it and just get the highlights real quick, and then we'll get
to
SummerSlam?
NXT?
Yeah.
Let's start from the day before.
Let's start with Matt's new boo, and we can start. You know,
Matt's new boo
NXT. He was texting me about it.
Oh, you're talking about
Io Shirai.
Io Shirai.
Io Shirai, man.
Yeah. I wasn't very impressed with this match, to be honest with you.
Honestly, I thought it was the best match of the weekend.
Yeah. Are you kidding me, Rick? Yeah. Dude, she was like an Asian ninja that like dove into my soul.
Asian ninjas are Asian. The only thing that came close to it was maybe I thought Gargano and Cole 3 was really good.
I thought they overdid it.
Yeah, dude, wait. I texted you this, Mark. I texted you. Well, you guys were in it too, but yeah. I specifically texted. It was meant for Mark. The first fall that was that was to you too. The first, I'm gonna look at pictures in a second. The first fall was a DQ.
Yeah.
Why go that long in a match if you're gonna do it at the DQ?
It was too much. It was way too much.
It
was not like good. I mean, the wrestling part was good, but it was like it took away.
The payoff to the end of the DQ was great when he hit him with a chair and he just shrugged his shoulders.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it would have been better if they would have just rang the bell, did it, and then went to the second
panel. I think they didn't want to have a lot of time.
What's next? They're gonna bring a gun to the ring and then just shoot the guy?
Hit him with a chair. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. It was just I thought it was fine. Finishes, but I mean,
it wasn't a false finish. It was a finish.
No, but too many they did a Canadian destroyer off the ladder, and it felt like way too much stuff.
I loved it.
Well, it was a three stages of hell match.
Yeah.
The ability those guys can do to counter each other's moves and do the same move at the same time. Mm-hmm.
That's my takeaway from after. But during watching it, I was like, "Wow, I'm witnessing a thing."
Okay,
you're right. And my takeaway was like the third fall. I like the steel cage matches when you have to escape the cage. No refs, no pinfalls, no submissions. You have to escape and leave your opponent.
Well, that was a tribute to what was it? The Three Stages of Hell match that Triple H wrestled in. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what that match was.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very well done. There was like all these little things. When he grabbed the bag and he emptied it out and there was no thumbtacks. And really, everybody booed. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
And then you look down and what's laying on the mat. It's brass knuckles everywhere, like for
brass
William
knuckles,
Regal.
Yeah, but they didn't even.
But William Regal uses them.
William
saying,
Regal!
It was a nod to William Regal. I thought it was really well done. Like,
power of the punch, baby.
Fruit punch, baby.
Fruit punch.
Hawaiian punch. How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Me and Corey did a gimmick as a tag team one time. What was it? I forget who it was.
A 2-liter bottle of Hawaiian punch underneath the ring.
Underneath the ring. You picked
it
up.
Jude used it as a weapon. And Eric Tuttle.
Was it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Picked it up and knocked somebody out with it and then just held it up and went, power of the punch. This was in like the height of William Regal's doing the power of the punch thing.
Did everybody boo?
It was over at the time.
Okay.
You had to be there, I swear to God.
I guess he had to be there.
That and did anybody see like Johnny Gargano's like ode to Tommy Dreamer too? He grabbed that can out of the crowd and hit Adam Cole with the can. Like one of the fans handed him something.
Wasn't he wearing that Wolverine gear?
Yeah,
always does. He wears the comic gear every single time.
Yeah.
The gear was cool. I feel like every time I see him, he's so lean that I just want to go eat something, man. Mm-hmm. He looks so hungry.
He's the best. He looks so hungry.
No one is talking
that he's hands down the best wrestler alive right now blows my mind.
I'm going to go that far, but I thought the match was great.
That guy's going 2.5 years straight with not one bad match on a pay-per-view.
True.
They've all been at least 4 stars.
True. Matt, to your question, the escape the cage thing, I think that this was a different story because it was more to keep the guys in. That's why there was like barbed wire up top and everything else.
Escape from Toronto. You have to escape from Toronto. Leave your opponent in a bloody mess and leave the cage. Dude, that's what it should have been. Escape from New York. Snake Plissken goes in. He's got to save the president. He's got to escape. He's got 24 hours. Dude, what's a better story than that?
I don't know. A lot of that stuff is just like them walking out of the cage and stuff. I don't really like
that.
Dude,
you
got to
go back and watch Steiner Brothers Money, Inc., dude.
Oh, I love cage matches when they climb over the top, but this was something different.
I think they want to do something different at TakeOver because they had Baszler and Io Shirai in a cage the month before.
Yeah, you're right.
So they were trying to do something different.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
I loved it. It wasn't the best TakeOver, but from beginning to end, that was an amazing show again.
Yeah,
like it just the Street Profits came
Street
out
Profits
on fire.
Street Profits, Era. I was just gonna bring that. Yeah, yeah, man. They
great,
were great
match.
They were great.
And then the three-way dance was just out of this world.
Just
good.
Just a whole
that was fire.
But
I just thought Adam and Cole, like I said, Adam Cole and Johnny were just a little bit better. That three-way was the other one. That was
Baszler and Mia Yim. They surprised the hell out of me.
I didn't like the story, but it was a good match.
I did like the story of the match itself. Like the Baszler got hurt, and it was just Mia like firing up on her. Like it looked like, you know what? Remind me if you ever saw Rocky Balboa, that fight at the end where what is his name? Mason the Line Dixon breaks his hand. If he didn't break his hand, Rocky would have never went that far. I feel like this is the same thing. If Baszler didn't get hurt, Mia Yim wouldn't have gotten anywhere near as close as she did to winning that title.
Yeah, and they do a great job of making Baszler look strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what you do to her, she finds a way to slip that sleeper on.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't even do it, so she used a freaking leg triangle.
Yeah.
How badass was that leg
triangle?
That
was great.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I'm scared if she ever moves up to the main roster.
Yeah, she will get misused hardcore.
I had one more comment about the Adam Cole Gargano.
Yeah.
Cole was like selling his leg in the first fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he goes on, there's all this crazy stuff, and then his leg's not hurt anymore.
We're gonna get to selling in the next pay-per-view, you know? That made me furious, even though the match was great.
the leg thing, the leg wasn't broken. It was hurt, but it wasn't broken. You know, stuff like that you can move on from.
Yeah, but he did 10 of those Panama Sunrises. Dude, you're literally jumping onto your hurt leg, and you're not, like, come on.
The Canadian Destroyers you're talking
about? Whatever. Dumb. That's our thing, dude. They do the
movie. Well, in Canada, they're just called Destroyers.
But that's a thing, dude. Like, I'm of the school where if you punch someone 40 times or super kick someone 40 times, well, that doesn't prove that you're tough because you have to do it that many times.
Yeah.
If you do it once and it has impact, they're doing the moves over and over again. It's like,
yeah, that's.
I'm not a fan of that.
I preach that to every time. Anytime I'm ever like talking to young wrestlers or people getting into the business, I'm always saying, use your strikes wisely, because if one good sold punch, like well sold punch, can tell a better story, you know, than 19 like poorly sold punches, or even if they're sold well, like you have to have time to sell these ones. You can't just like throw it. Like, I think who made that a big thing probably was like John Cena. John Cena threw so many punches in matches that it almost made punches like more used and less effective.
Thanks, John. Punches are dumb now.
Thanks, John.
I thought it was a great match, but those were some things that I'm nitpicking. Mm-hmm. It was an excellent match.
The takeaways are what they are, but during it, it was a moment.
Yeah. Now Matt Flowers wouldn't. You know, Matt Flowers would have. You know.
Would have hit nine.
Sold the legs.
He only would have hit one meaningful
screamed,
Canadian
would have
destroyer.
Screamed like a girl when that table broke and ripped apart. Ripped apart Adam Cole's back. Did anybody see how bad his?
Oh, by the way, I should have asked you to get this audio. Did you hear? You know, Triple H did that. Does like a conference call?
A press conference?
Yeah, he did a conference call with like media after news sites after SummerSlam, and somebody. It was Mike Johnson.
The shareholders call?
No, it was just like a call after SummerSlam. Okay. And he was like,
it's the blood and guts thing?
Yeah, did you hear it?
This, yeah.
And Triple H is like, dude, are you really arguing me with this? Like, he legit like scraped his back on a table.
Yeah, the story is Vince McMahon had one of these conference calls, and he was like, listen, we're not going to do blood and guts like our would-be competitors giving a shot to like AEW. And then somebody stepped up to Triple H during this conference call and was like,
yeah, what a nerd.
What about bleeding
in
the main event of NXT?
And Triple H's like, you mean Adam Cole's? Like, he's, you know, he hurt his back on the table. There was a little
Triple H,
bit of
like,
blood.
Snapped at this guy. He's like, are you people serious?
He was awesome.
He, like, cut his back on a table.
He gave his back from the... He goes,
there was no intentional bleeding on the show. It's like, stop with the conspiracy theories and everything. Just stop it.
That table exploded on the side where Adam landed.
Yeah.
It looked... He just had pieces of, like, table just all over his back.
That was a brutal bump, man.
Yeah, it was. That was a crazy bump.
I love Adam Cole. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Baby, can we move on to SummerSlam?
They teased it. Matt sent me a picture.
I sent you a picture. Damn it!
One of you guys did. I was super tired.
It's not all about you guys. There's other people on that.
I worked a lot.
He's always drunk. He's not paying attention to the words.
Stop it. I bartended from 3 in the afternoon Saturday to 3 in the morning, and then went back in there 2 and bartended from 2 to 8 o'clock at night, and then
that's nuts.
In the sun. So then I couldn't watch SummerSlam until after my dad watched it. So it was like 11:30. I put it on like 4 a.m. I'm like, hey, like just trying to watch the end of it.
Did you have any problems with the streaming? Like a lot of people were having streaming issues.
I did.
Nope, because I watched it after everybody tried to stream it.
Maybe that was what it was. But yeah, I was having a lot of, it was a lot of buffering. It would just cut out every once in a while. It would just stop for me. It would just be like, nope, you don't get to watch this anymore. And then I would hit play again, and it would be like, you know,
I had issues with NXT where like the audio wasn't synced. And
Ziggler cut a promo that I still haven't seen because the network won't let me see it.
What's that?
The Ziggler promo that he did before his match with Goldberg. The stream cut off. I couldn't get back on, and then all of a sudden, him and Goldberg were in the ring, and I'm like, okay.
What was that again?
I'm trying to rewind Gilbert? It.
What was that again?
Did I say Goldberg?
You said Gilbert.
I'd rather see Dolph Ziggler versus Goldberg.
I would have loved if they did a bit where Goldberg came out and Ziggler destroyed him before the pay-per-view. That would have been fun.
I would like it if he came out instead of Goldberg. Like if the whole thing was a swerve, that would be so great.
First of all, we have to talk is Natty and Becky put on a hell of a wrestling match.
Yes.
Like a solid, like technical wrestling match.
Yeah, very much.
As much as I can't stand Natty, it was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
very good match.
And then Ziggler super kicking Goldberg right off the bell was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was great. I wish you didn't go for it like 3 times because you could just see it coming. See the spear happening.
I was bugged by the kick out at set 1. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very bugged by that one kick out.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been better if it was the 2 3/4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when Hogan went to slam Andre and Andre
fell,
it was like 1 2 3.
And just barely get that shoulder up.
Yeah. It was.
Well, Goldberg doesn't know how to work.
That's true.
I didn't see.
I was saying the thing for when I was with Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens. Like Shane was not selling anything, and Shane must have been like, well, selling's for wrestlers, and I'm not one of those, so I don't have to do it.
I apologize. I didn't see any of the pre-show except for when you guys sent me the picture. I was like,
yeah, that was great, man.
And I had to go all the way back to the pre-show and fast forward to the time so I could actually see that.
Yeah, that was something. I was like scrolling through Twitter when all that stuff was going on.
Oh, what's that? My hand's getting a little cramped.
He's cramping up. He's cramping up. He's going to do it too sweet. He's cramping. He's feeling it.
I didn't see that. What are you talking about?
Finn Balor in the back. During the pre-show, AJ Styles and Gallows and Anderson came up to him, and they were like, hey, if any time you want to join the OC, just say when.
They offered him they offered to help him with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
They're like, if you need us, we'll come out there. And
he's
like, no, I got it on my own. And then they put up the too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just...
He's like, is your hand cramping? Dude, it was a really good
promo. Give us what we want.
Yeah.
Everybody honestly, wants this.
Yeah. They were still talking about this on Twitter during like 3 matches into the actual pay-per-view. Like people were still like posting that picture over and over again. Like, we want to see this. We want this to happen.
Yeah.
I'm thinking by the end of the year it's going to happen.
Well, there's absolutely no other way you can see it going. Like Balor just got, he was just cannon fodder, for Wyatt.
And well, he's going to be going away for a little bit to rest, but it makes sense because by the time he comes back, maybe the Fiend's going to be turned into a baby face at some point. Like, the fans are going to get behind him. They're not going to boo him. They're going to cheer him.
Well,
cool. They're going to make him a feature attraction anyway.
Yeah.
What they're going to get is probably the Funhouse bits where he talks on the screen to whoever he's going to wrestle. And then the pay-per-view, that's when he's going to show up. He's not going to be on every week.
Balor, you got to remember, though, this is his third match that he's pretty much been squashed in because he lost to Nakamura, then he lost to Samoa Joe, and now he lost to Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
So you got to figure eventually he's going to be like, all right, enough is enough, and it's time for a change. But, he's going to come up and, okay, cool.
Owen Hart smiling down from heaven.
Right.
The Nugget Club.
The Nugget Club. But yeah, man, how great was that Bray Wyatt pit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so well done, so well produced.
The lantern was so cool.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh,
was
so the old Bray Wyatt's face?
Yeah.
With the lantern?
I heard they were going to nix it.
Well, they cut it out of the YouTube. They put it all up on YouTube, and they had to cut that part out because it violated, YouTube terms of service.
Why? Because it was his face?
Because it was a head. Face. It was a severed head. I don't know. Oh. It was like something
it
weird
was,
about
it.
It
was very Rob Zombie-esque. You yeah. know, like it well, reminded well,
it
me
was,
of like
it was Bray Wyatt.
No, I mean I'm talking about like I'm talking about like the oh, like yeah, Rob yeah. Zombie films. Like I don't mean like no, it looked like Rob Zombie's head. No, I mean
it was clearly Bray Wyatt.
No,
I don't
of course
know what you're talking
about. No, yeah, you dumb idiot. It was, you know, dumb idiot. It was Bray Wyatt.
You know, it'd be cool after every win. The next match, like, he'll come out with Finn Balor's head.
Yeah. Ooh.
As the thing.
Do you knew there was something special when the lights came on, when the match went to start, and the crowd just started chanting, okay. That was holy. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, not this is awesome, that was awesome.
Yeah, like, they like got that the entrance was great.
Yeah.
The match I thought was great. There was a lot of, like, real creepy things. My wife had never seen him before. Like, she hasn't, she's been hearing us talk about, like, the Firefly Funhouse and The Fiend and all this other stuff, but she never saw... like the clown mask and all the weird stuff going on. I never. She's like, the only wrestling I see is when you have it on. So if I never show it to her, she never sees it. So she
I can imagine
was
her freaking out,
very terrified.
Rick never shows it to her.
The wrestling.
I'm actually downloading the new theme song from Code Orange.
I went to
right now.
I went to YouTube to listen to it. It's not great as an actual song.
No, I mean it was cool as a theme.
As a theme, it worked. Yeah. It worked super
oh, it's,
great.
It's not like a good song to
no,
like,
no.
To like, rock out to.
Like I on right now on my phone, I have the Bobby Roode theme song, the glorious
yeah,
thing.
That's awesome.
That I think is awesome.
I'm
this one,
download it, dude.
I just
yeah,
have
go ahead.
Samoa Joe's Godzilla theme.
Yeah,
because I love that. It's just basically an ode to Godzilla.
That's go just that go tuba, Godzilla! Yeah. They just play the Blue Oyster Cult thing.
Well, like the there's a big Samoa Joe babyface turn happening, and it's like they're teasing it so hard yeah. right now.
See, I don't think so.
I don't know if it's going to happen, man. It looks like SmackDown. They switched him right back to how he used to be.
Yeah, because you saw him on Raw against Sami Zayn. Or was that SmackDown?
What was the thing where he like he was in the back? He was in the back with Roman Reigns when he got like crashed into.
Yeah,
and he was like checking on Roman.
Yeah, I mean like, that was it. He was like, yeah, the I saw a guy almost getting murdered, and I asked for somebody to help. But you have to see like he went against Sami Zayn, but that was just to like beat his ass. Right after the match, he jumped on the mic and he's like, yeah, don't cheer me. I still hate all of you people. You know, it's like I don't think they're doing a.
I think they should move him more into a tweener role anyway. I think he works better as a
yeah.
tweener.
Yeah,
his,
I think
his
it's,
mic work
he's
is
just
fantastic.
So likable. He's so likable. Like, he's so cool. It's
yeah.
hard to
he's
hate
cool,
him.
Yeah.
So cool.
But don't
make cool?
It's that was so cool.
So cool.
Don't met
so cool yeah. Samoa Joe.
Don't yeah. make him a face. Make him Samoa Joe. Make yeah. him call out whoever he's going to wrestle and trash him like he does and go out there and wrestle.
Yeah, like Joe's going to kill you.
Yeah, like make Joe what he's supposed to be, a prize fighter, and he just goes out there and fights whoever he has to, you know?
Can we talk about Styles and Ricochet.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah. Dear God, that was great. I had a feeling
the crowd
was
flat until the end of the match.
The
which
crowd was
really
flat for the whole show. The audio
it's
was
a
weird.
6-hour show. Like, you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
But they liked a lot of it,
dude.
Like it was one of those things where the crowd is quiet, but you can hear them like rumbling.
Dude, that spot where he stepped on Carl Anderson's shoulder and Gallows.
Yeah,
and
that dove onto AJ. That was
and did
great.
The Frankensteiner from what was that?
That was fantastic.
I was laughing about. I was like. Yo, how come Ricochet's wearing Stardust gear?
Nah.
That was Nightwing, you nerd.
Oh, I'm the nerd.
You think it's another wrestler? It's from a comic book, nerd.
It's Robin when he grew up. Will you get it right? That's what it was. I was like, that's Nightwing.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
I didn't understand it, and I hope it's not like an all-the-time thing.
My friend was watching. He's like, yo, did you see Ricochet in the Black Panther costume? I was like, that was Nightwing. He's like,
Nightwing, jerk.
He's like, I hate you.
Boo.
Boo. I think Corey Graves was on commentary, and he was like, why would you cover up those abs?
He did say that, yeah.
That made me laugh. Oh, man. The one thing on the pre-show, they did put a women's tag match on the pre-show. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross against the iIconics. And I still call them the iIconics because that second eye doesn't belong in there.
No, it doesn't.
But this match wasn't great. What did you guys think about Alexa Bliss and the gear, the Buzz Lightyear gear?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
That was pretty cool.
She had, I mean, the gear was fine, but they did a spot in the middle of the match
where she started
where she did this. Race. Alexa Bliss pointed, and then Corey Graves even hops on the mic and is like,
dude,
there's not a real laser on your arm,
yeah,
it's just a flashing red light.
It's turning into cosplay wrestling.
That
you got your
wasn't
main,
cool. I didn't
you got
like
your,
that at all.
You got WWE has supposedly have like the best wrestlers in the world. They're playing cosplay. It's lame. You're not.
I don't mind the. I don't mind the
be
gear
your
at all.
Own, be Ricochet. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be a large. Don't play some other character, you idiot, or Alexa Bliss. I want to be Buzz Lightyear. No, you're supposed to be Alexa Bliss. You're supposed to be bigger than life.
Right.
Don't the dress life. Up. Don't be a freaking cos. That dude, that grinds my gears so much. I hate it.
I'm fine with the extra gear, like Gargano and the Wolverine.
That's when you know you're not a big time act. It's when you have to dress up and play somebody else. That's why Seth Rollins will never be a big time act because he's got to dress up as Game of Thrones. No, you should be your own characters. Hulk Hogan dress up like other characters.
I thought the White Walker was pretty cool.
He's freaking Hulk Hogan, dude. I'm tired of it. Don't cosplay and play some other character. You're supposed to be bigger than them.
Yeah, but they're not playing another character.
Yeah, they are. They're dressing up.
But that's not playing another
Johnny
character.
Johnny Gargano with his Wolverine.
I don't know. I kind of liked his Iron Man outfit. That one was pretty cool.
Point is, you're a professional wrestler. You should be larger than life yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not dress up like somebody else.
Mm. Yeah, but if you're paying homage to somebody, why?
No,
why is
don't
that
pay
thing?
Homage. Be someone that people should have paid homage to you, dude.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio.
Same thing, dude.
I thought all that was great.
You ever see his Daredevil costume from back in the day when he wrestled Matt Hardy? So awesome.
I don't like it. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, Corey,
I get
what I'm saying. You're
but you're right. Or? At the time, you're... Currently, it seems like you're just an old man yelling at the clouds.
Yeah, but do you get my
point
of view?
Can we get a front lawn out there? Can we just put a lawn where you're sitting so Matt can yell at you while you're on the lawn?
Do you think Stone Cold Steve Austin aspired to dress like somebody else?
Hey,
like,
cloud, stop looking like a teddy bear. Be a cloud. Yeah, stop.
You're looking at a generation, though, that grew up after the comic book boom.
No.
So we're all,
and I say this too much, we're all dreamers selling dreams to other dreamers, and nostalgia right now is the hottest it's ever been. So if somebody
when you need to make that left turn and say,
Well, it's the majority isn't doing that.
We need to talk about
that. The majority is not paying homage. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not paying homage.
No. homage is for suckers. Blaze your own trail, sir.
You know what? That's another thing, Bronson. No. H-O-M-A-G-E is homage.
Homage.
It's not homage.
Well, tribute.
Are you
then.
Just attacking the English language now?
Yeah, I am,
you're
dude.
You're just being a grammar
if there's
Nazi.
There's an H in front of it, say, ha.
Ha. Ha. It does bug me. What is the?
What do you want to say?
It does bug me when people say historic instead of historic.
Who says that?
Like people are like, oh, it's going to be an historic night.
Oh, they just miss the H.
They just miss the H completely. That bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah, they're probably wearing a Batman T-shirt too while they're saying in the mask.
What's wrong with Batman?
Not a Batman T-shirt, but the whole thing, the belt and.
What?
So,
do you have a problem with Halloween or something?
What match
yeah,
are we
no,
up to?
No, yeah, not on Halloween. But if I'm a professional wrestler and I'm supposed to be larger than life, I'm stating that I'm not larger than life by dressing up these other characters. Because I'm
first
supposed
of all,
to
Wolverine can definitely kick Johnny Gargano's ass. I'm sorry.
Nowadays,
no, what do you mean nowadays?
Nowadays, Wolverine's
dude.
Dead. Didn't you see Logan,
dude?
Spoilers, dude.
Dude.
I didn't see Logan.
Oh, man, dude. Sorry.
It's kind of sad.
Here's the thing, though, man. Andre the Giant.
Oh, come on.
We're done. Done. Right, can we get to the next match? Point, stop calling out stuff from like 1975. Andre the Giant would never wear a Superman costume.
No, listen, if we were kids, right? We're kids in our clubhouse and we're playing cards and we're talking. I think Andre the Giant could legitimately beat the Hulk in a fight, and you would believe that.
Sure.
Because Andre the Giant was a larger than life professional wrestler. That's what they were, real men.
Yeah, but kids are stupid. Like the Hulk would tear Andre the Giant in half.
Yeah, he pretty much.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
How do you not know that?
Have you not seen an Avengers movie?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
He can pull cars in half. Like what?
Andre the Giant was a giant.
But he wasn't a giant.
But he wasn't a car.
He wasn't a car though.
The madder he gets, the stronger he gets.
Yeah.
Which is why I would the Hulk against Superman, I'm choosing the Hulk.
Oh, boy. That's tough, even though I'm a huge Marvel fan.
Yeah.
Last time Superman punched him through a mountain.
Now we're just getting into like who could beat up who in a fight.
My dad could beat up your dad.
Although there is somebody did a great animation, a CGI animation of the Hulk versus Superman. It's on YouTube. I don't think it's finished, but it's absolutely. It looks like the I'm going to say Keanu Reeves. The Christopher Reeves Superman.
Really?
And the, like the, who played the Hulk Mark, in the first, not the first one, Eric Bana.
Ed
Norton, Ed Norton, mm-hmm. Not the original Hulk. I'm, there was like three more before him, but, it's really good if you ever want to check that out. So there's your Hulk versus Superman.
Okay. My whole thing is just don't use it as a crutch.
Now, if you don't, it's not a crutch. Don't use it as a crutch. Gear.
It's just gear. It's all for the spectacle, man.
It's all for the spectacle. It's like pyro.
I think
that's pretty much
be
all
your
it is.
Own spectacles. What I'm saying,
they don't get pyro anymore.
Yeah, but they
don't dress in their costumes.
The Dusty Rhodes was his own spectacle. He didn't have to dress up like another.
He wore polka dots.
Who was yeah, but that was his thing.
What
though,
superhero is going to dress
thing.
Like?
That was his thing.
Was Nikki Cross dressed like Woody? I missed that.
No.
Good.
Should have been.
Should have
no,
been.
No, she should not
missed
have been.
Opportunities. Dear, missed opportunities. Dear Craigslist.
There's a snake in my boot.
My boot, Trish didn't have to dress like a superhero.
No.
Her gear was dumb, though.
Like, you know what it was? I think it was an old costume where the hips were cut out, and they sewed those
like
parts
flesh
in.
Colored.
It
didn't match her skin tone.
I don't care.
No.
She looked great.
No, she's amazing.
She was a little clunkier in there, but for someone who hasn't stepped in a ring in God knows how long.
No, she put the Divas Division. She put the Women's Division.
Yeah.
Like, she outworked all of them.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it's her, Ivory, you know, Mickey. Mickey was a huge part of that. Her Trish and Mickey's feud was one of the greatest wrestling feuds I've ever seen.
But like the current roster, she outworked all of them.
I agree.
All the women in the current roster, she outworked all of them.
And she was in the ring with the best female wrestler that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood toe to toe with Charlotte.
Is Charlotte's like plastic surgery kind of getting?
I don't want to talk about it. I think that's rude and it creeps me out.
I agree.
What, you talking about the
I agree. I agree with
no,
both of you.
I think she's doing a lot of...
She looks good. She looks great. But I think she should stop where she is.
She's doing a lot of preventive maintenance to her face, like Botox and a lot of other stuff. So
I know she got that mole removed, right?
Yeah, her face just looks weird because her muscles are paralyzed in her face. So it just but she's it's all this weird preventative stuff girls do. But they have no idea how creepy they look while they're doing it.
No, she looks great. She looks great. I've always thought she looked great. She's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I still think
I just
the wrong
don't want
person
her.
Won.
I don't want her to go any further with it because it'll start creeping me out.
Yeah,
I still think the wrong person won, and then the wrong person won again on Tuesday. I really think there was a chance they could have built up Ember Moon, and then they had Charlotte just wipe her off the map on Tuesday. It was not cool. I'm just done with Charlotte constantly winning, being super strong. They're like, oh, you know, she sold to look like Trish was going to beat her. There was not one point in that match I thought Trish was going to beat her. She kept making angry faces and talking trash the entire match.
Yeah.
They book her so strong.
They did, yeah. The whole first part of that match,
it was
Trish
great
was just
match.
Getting beat down. I thought it was a little slow at first. I thought Trish was just getting squashed, and then she started coming back. I'm like, oh, okay, good, finally.
Yeah,
but it took a little long to get there. That's the only reason I didn't like that match was just
I really
it was a beatdown. It's like Trish Stratus is a legend. If you want to, you know, she shouldn't be in the ring if she can't wrestle anymore.
My whole thing is I think Trish should have won since it was her last match. It's Charlotte. You can't hurt Charlotte. Now, if she was wrestling one of the other girls that might need a boost.
Like the Iconics.
Like anybody, like any of the girls underneath, because Charlotte's here where all the other female wrestlers are way below her.
Yeah.
He's got his hand up really high in the
air. Yeah, it's over his head.
For the audio.
I'm just saying, like, if it was another girl, I would have understood if Trish, like, lost.
Yeah.
But Charlotte, she could have won and it wouldn't have hurt anything.
Right. She's untouchable, really, as far as, like,
They're building Charlotte Flair
legitimacy.
Up. They're building Charlotte Flair up to be like Ric Flair, essentially. They're trying to make her
But
a legend.
That's not how Ric Flair was.
No,
that's
not.
What everybody forgets.
Yeah,
he had the
but they're
horseman.
They're trying to force a legend to happen as soon as possible, and I think that's where they're making
Flair
the mistake.
Flair lost more than he won.
He did. Yeah,
people loved it when he lost.
Yeah,
he loved him even.
And the
more.
Thing was, he won a lot when he was a face before he turned into the Ric Flair that we all know before the Horseman.
Yeah,
and then when he turned into after the Harley Race feud, and he turned into a heel, and then they started building the Horseman, he lost a lot, and he lost by DQ a lot. Or he had the Horseman save him a lot. He did not win. He always looked beatable.
Mm-hmm.
Always looked beatable,
but
no matter
protected,
who.
But protected.
Yeah, and she looks invincible. Nobody can beat this girl the way they book her, and it's annoying. It's really annoying for.
Well,
someone
that's
to
what
be that
I say
strong.
About that's what I say about Braun Strowman too. Same thing. Like he's too strong.
But he,
like, and I think it feels like, or Roman too. It feels like like you're playing against the computer in a video game, and they're countering everything.
Yeah,
and they're coming back at you harder.
By the way, him and Buddy Murphy was the match of the week
for
wrestling on television.
Yeah. Let's get through SummerSlam before we hop into that, because I really do want to talk about that, and I was really, really impressed with all that. But I want to talk about Kingston and Orton real quick. What did you guys think
terrible
of the finish?
Terrible finish. Absolutely terrible finish.
It was a great match. I thought the match was awesome.
No, the match was fantastic.
Mechanically, it was so good. It was so good. So well put together. Like, they really had so many working moving parts.
Orton bores me. I really
liked it.
Like,
I really enjoyed the match, and then that finish just killed it.
Yeah.
I honestly think Orton should have won. And then Kofi should have chased him for the belt.
I think they're building it up so that Orton will win it eventually, but they wanted to get a little bit more heat in there for some reason. They're
why?
Like, oh,
it's
go
Orton.
After
Orton would get Orton would have got heat if he finished him there.
Yeah,
he should have RKO'd Randy. He should have RKO'd the kids.
Also, what it took was a 2.5 minute promo with Orton with the belt on SmackDown, and he would have had so much heat after that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to extend it,
but.
Maybe they don't know where they're going.
Well, we were
this.
Talking how the SmackDown was so rushed because Heyman's been trying to fix everything, and it just seemed like they only had 2 weeks to build SmackDown. A lot of these matches just seemed like continuation matches. Mm. Like the feud wasn't really over. You could tell it's like, all right, well, it's going to go on again.
That's the thing. Like Owens and Shane McMahon, like that.
I thought it stunk.
Definitive. It wasn't a great match or anything
I thought
like that,
it
but
stunk.
It felt like the end of the feud, and then they just picked it right back up on SmackDown.
I'm happy to see how over Owens was. He was. Over.
Yeah.
But I thought the match stunk. I honestly did.
Oh, it was in Canada, which is weird. He was the only Canadian that won.
Yeah, but he's French-Canadian. They all
hate
the
French-Canadians. They didn't care, which was great. Nobody cared about Natalya. Like
dude,
there was not.
I'm not a fan of Natalya. I feel how much people do not care about her. They just don't care.
She's a good worker.
She's got no personality, dude.
Yeah,
no,
she's terrible.
Her dad was like very... Well,
she needs to take those dumb cat ears off her head. Like, what the hell?
She just needs to go away for a while. And it sucks, but that's what she needs to do, is just go away
for a while. She should be a trainer at the performance center.
Yes, she should.
Yeah.
Should be.
I can see that happening. And last match I want to talk about is Rollins and Lesnar.
This is the match that made me furious.
Yeah?
All right, so you work this whole match. You work up for 2 weeks that Brock Lesnar turned your ribs into powder. He did 2 frog splashes in the match.
Mm-hmm.
2 damn frog splashes in the match. Did not even sell that his ribs were hurt after he landed on Lesnar.
It's true.
Dude, how cool was it when...
He's another one they booked way too strong.
There's no psychology, dude.
I think they're booking him stronger now because they're trying to make up for all the Becky Lynch stuff with Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans and all that other stuff. I think they're trying to separate. Like, we realize we made a mistake. Let's make a left turn here.
By the way, Brock did one of the greatest things ever by grabbing him by his rib tape and just swinging him around.
That was
damn
great.
It! I was about to say that, and you guys wouldn't let me say it.
No, you quiet.
How,
we're gonna talk about it.
How scary strong is
that
Brock Lesnar?
So impressive. Yeah,
he is so scary to watch. He's just a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch the Chronicle thing on the network with the leading up to
with Seth Rollins?
Yeah,
I'm from Iowa.
I just saw him in a coffee shop next to my CrossFit gym.
I do CrossFit. I do like kettlebell swings, and then after my kettlebell swings, I'll do a kip up. And after a kip up, I'll do 60 seconds of double under.
He annoys me. He just annoys me.
And then I go to my man. And the man, Becky Lynch, and we have coffee at my coffee shop in Iowa.
I don't know. They just didn't set that match up for him to win and make him look good. They made him too strong again. And it's like, all right, well, we couldn't get Reigns over is the unbeatable face. And now we're going to, because they did the same thing on Monday night. It was supposed to be him versus AJ. AJ had a way easier match, even though it was a lot technical. They did a bunch of high flying. He had wrecked ribs and went against Brock Lesnar, and he turned around and annihilated AJ Styles in that match.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
I didn't understand why that match was happening at all.
Why do you book one guy as impossible and one girl as impossible and everybody else is a punk?
Yeah.
I don't get it in WWE. I don't. Like, AJ Styles is your U.S. champion. He's in a faction that is getting a lot of heat, and people are really interested in it. And you just teased Finn Balor the night before.
Yeah.
You feed AJ Styles to your champion.
I don't understand. Champion versus champion. Why? Like, why is the...
Yeah, and why isn't that not at a freaking pay-per-view or network special.
Because they treated AJ like he wasn't even special anyway, so why would it be special?
They should have had Rollins against Luke Gallows.
Yes.
Yeah. Or one of, you know, and then they can do a schmoz finish.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to make AJ look like the strong one. He's the leader. And
or
he
Gilbert.
Made him look like a punk.
Beat up Gilbert.
Or just beat up Gilbert. That'd be fine. Yeah.
I'm not putting over Gilbert tonight. That doesn't work for me, brother.
Am I okay with him winning the belt? Yes. But how he won it, I just wasn't happy with how he did not sell his ribs at all.
Yeah.
I like the
it was a good
match. The land on the feet from the German and the stomp. That was a cool sequence.
Yeah. That was a surprise. It looked like it was just going to be another Lesnar beatdown. And
yeah.
That's Rollins right. came out. I thought it was cool.
There was really good moments.
It's kind of what it was.
It was a spot fest. It was a finish fest. That's all it was. It was just finish after finish after finish after finish, which usually I don't like. But this is what, their third or fourth time wrestling each other, and I'm like, I didn't want to see another.
Well,
just
you knew the payoff was going to be Seth beating him. You knew that.
I didn't know that.
Like, they built up. Brock beating the crap out of him for the last couple weeks on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's no way that he's going to beat the crap out of you for weeks in a row and then beat you again at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like, it had to be a payoff for Seth.
I don't know. I could have easily seen Lesnar winning. I could have seen it. I don't know. Just me. Just me personally. But I get what you're saying.
I thought Lesnar was going to win it. I think they needed more time to I don't know. I just think they need to move Lesnar onto somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's going to be off for a while. He's probably going to pop back up in like October when they go to Fox.
There's a rumor he's going to show up and he's going to wreck Kofi.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that he's going to show up on SmackDown.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Maybe that's another reason why they did the double count thing and they're extending this Orton feud. They're just trying to get to October so they can get over to Fox and start a Lesnar feud.
I don't think it's going to be a Lesnar feud. I think Lesnar's going to show up and take the belt
and just wreck it.
And then it'll be Reigns Lesnar.
He's going to wreck it. Lesnar is now Wreck It Ralph.
Fix it, Felix.
Did you guys see Bobby Roode get a win?
I did.
A clean win on Raw.
That was
Raw.
A filler match.
It was, but you know what? I'm fine with it because they need to start showcasing people like him. Before we get into that, let's ask the question we do all the time. Let's shine that spotlight.
I'll go last because I matter the least.
Shut up. Just say it.
Bray Wyatt.
And you were going to say that.
Dude, nothing is cooler. Nothing has been as cool as what Bray Wyatt's doing in a long time.
There's a lot of talk about Bray Wyatt this week. Where do you think he goes from here?
Hopefully... Nowhere but up.
No Way Jose.
No, he's going
after No Way Jose. That's
like, who's the next, the next match?
If he's going to be a feature act, I think they should bounce him. So now I think he should go after somebody on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then have him build it up there and then have a feature where he destroys somebody on SmackDown.
Okay.
But wait, Finn Balor, is he SmackDown or Raw? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't
None
know.
Of it matters.
I don't know anymore.
no clue.
He's a
no
duck.
It's just, you know, the whole wild card thing just blew that whole brand split out of the water, which is crazy because they're still talking about a brand split, and it's going to be a big brand split when it goes to Fox.
Well, if they want to keep him heel, it would probably be cool for him to be like to go after Kevin Owens.
I don't want. No, I think Kevin. They just extended that whole feud with him and McMahon anyway. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I was thinking Aleister Black.
Oh, that'd be neat.
This guy's, you know, he's got that whole thing, you know, knock on my door or whatever.
Yeah, but they should still build up Aleister. They need to protect Aleister Black.
Knock on the door is one of the puppets.
But, you know, and Wyatt has the whole let me in thing.
Yeah, but
so
they
knock
they
on
need,
my door and
need,
let me
they,
in.
They need to protect Aleister Black, too.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't know. They're not really doing anything with him.
I know.
They had him beat Sami Zayn. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Who cares? Everybody else did.
That
too.
Match was Cesaro. The two matches he had with him were just out of this world.
Yeah.
And nothing.
It keeps on going back and forth. You know, who are you gonna? You know, who's gonna be next? Who's knocking on the door? And then it's nobody for weeks. And then he comes out and he has a great match.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Someone's ringing the bell.
So is Goldberg done forever now?
Let's hope so.
Okay, because they had two Hall of Famers on the active roster of SummerSlam.
Yeah.
You know, like you said it before. Like, why do we book people who were in the Hall of Fame? The Hall of Fame means they're done.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't know. Like, Trish, like, she looked awesome.
No, she
did a great job.
She looked way better than Goldberg.
And like you said, man, she's the one that started it all, really. Yeah. And there's a reason why she started it all. And if you remember, she started out, she was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was a Fit Finley and a couple others just took her under her wing. And next thing you know, she's probably one of the best female wrestlers ever.
It was Triple H doing that whole backstage spot with Stephanie McMahon when he was trying to teach her how to wrestle. And he's like, all right, now bend over and try to pick up my leg. Stephanie comes in, throws a lamp.
If she was a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Matt, what do you think, man? Who wins wrestling this week?
Actually, I'm going to go with Edge.
Edge, nice. Yeah, that was back. A nice surprise.
Here's what I'm thinking. This is a hot take. He will wrestle at the next Saudi Arabia show in October.
Yeah?
Because who are they going to have? They need legends over there. And Edge, supposedly his neck's getting better.
Yeah.
And he's getting into shape. And he just came out in the interview that said he could wrestle tomorrow.
Huh.
Yeah, if nice. The WWE doctors clear him, he's...
Well, yeah, that's those guys are bastards, man. They don't clear anybody.
If the Saudi Arabians clear him...
Yeah, that's true. We're going to have a Saudi Arabian doctor on backstage, and yeah, he's good. He says you're good.
That's what I think.
You look fine.
We're going to pay your medical bill.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what do you think?
I don't know. Should you go before me? I think we have the same thing.
It's Buddy Murphy. There's no way it's not Buddy Murphy. Just because, oh my God.
I have a second after Buddy Murphy just in case you picked him. So yeah. That's what I was
going
to say.
Yeah, I was definitely going with Buddy Murphy. I mean, say your second pick. Go ahead.
I am going with Io Shirai.
Really?
She showed why she's considered the best female wrestler in Japan.
Yeah.
And why am I blanking out her name again?
Candice
LeRae finally got the spotlight to show how good she is at the same time. That was...
See, I didn't think she was good.
You know, I thought
I thought she was sloppy as hell.
Sloppy jalopy.
But I really like Io's gimmick. I like the new music and how like that bass hits and then the Japanese Nakanji comes up and then her name underneath it.
That's cool.
I think she's going to be the next... Once Baszler moves up, which that looks like it's definitely happening now. Mm-hmm. I think Io is going to be the one carrying the female division in NXT. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, my pick was Buddy Murphy. I'm sticking with it. But that match came out of nowhere. They gave him a lot of time. It went across a couple different, you know, after commercials or whatever segments. And even though he lost, people are still talking about him. He's like one of the big topics of the week in wrestling. Like, people are still like, wow, did you see this match? It was great. Getting that little nod from Roman after the match, like that little like, oh, okay, this guy's good. I think there was like some part in the match where Roman was just like, who the hell is this guy? Like, why is he still fighting? I thought it was really good. He's in the King of the Ring tournament.
Oh, which we never even brought up.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that. A lot of people are upset that it's not a one-night tournament. A lot of people are like, yeah, we don't need to see Clash of Champions. Let's just do King of the Ring. Yeah.
I would love that. I would love if they just did it as a network special.
Yeah.
Like,
I would too.
Smackville.
I know, right? I see why. Like, it's a way to showcase. Yeah, it's a way to showcase these lower on the card talents on Raw and on SmackDown. And it's a good ratings thing as
right.
well.
I think it gives value to everybody involved.
I think it's a tool for like one of the wrestlers. I actually think it's a tool for Baron Corbin. I think I'm going to see King Corbin.
I would be okay with that just so he gets new gear.
Who's in? Can you someone tell me who's in the tournament besides Kevin Owens and Corbin?
Yeah, it's 16 people, man. They're doing a 16 thing. It's I have the whole bracket here. It's going to be Cesaro versus Samoa Joe. It's going to be Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre, Cedric Alexander versus Sami Zayn, The Miz versus Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens versus Elias, Ali versus Buddy Murphy, Chad Gable.
That's going to be awesome.
Chad Gable versus Shelton Benjamin. That's going to be awesome.
What?
Yeah. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. That's going to be cool. And then we got Apollo Crews and Andrade. These are all, for the most part, these are all like lower name people. I mean, you got like The Miz and Kevin Owens and stuff, but
I'm picking Drew McIntyre to win it, and my dark horse is Andrade.
Yeah.
Can I talk about a thing that bothered me recently?
Sure.
They teased the Shawn Michaels Dolph Ziggler thing, and then didn't pay it off.
That's what I talked about
you
that.
It's yeah.
about
it's not me happening. Too, but it bothered me so bad.
They I don't know if any guys they can't pay off.
I don't know if any guys noticed. Like Ziggler did the deed to get wrecked by Goldberg because he was supposed to be released from his contract.
Oh, really?
And then Vince McMahon said no. So he walked up. He's like, "All right, man, time for me to. I did my part. Like, in time for me to leave. He wants to. He wants to pursue comedy and start doing some acting and stuff. Just take a breather, get away from the business." And Vince is like, "No, we'll just send you home and not pay, and we'll keep paying you.
Huh.
They won't release him from his contract."
Wow.
Vince wins wrestling.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, but if. Can he, if they're just sending him home and they're not putting him on TV, can't he just go and do comedy?
I guess.
He's not competing with WWE. He's not going to AEW and wrestling.
I think that's what,
if he's just sending him home.
He can't work at the same clubs that Vince works at.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom. He can't pursue a Netflix special.
What's the deal with these vanilla midgets?
What?
wearing their favorite superheroes clothes.
Did you?
I'll be in Bananas in Poughkeepsie later.
Chuckle Hut.
The Chuckle Hut.
Did you? You know I made Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That Chronicle, the Seth Rollins thing, who's like, he like pulled Seth aside and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask you if you can just stay after and help take the ring down. Just get it out of the way for everybody." And like, it was so perfect. It was so good.
Who, Vince?
He said that to Seth Rollins. He's like, "Oh, you stay after. You help take the ring down? Could you do that for us?
Yeah, you're on ring crew. We need a little help."
Maybe what it was is for fear that he was lying about doing the comedy shows and that he would go to AEW or something like that.
Maybe.
So maybe he probably will still be able to do comedy, but he is not released from his contract, which was, from what I heard, was a verbal handshake agreement, and Vince reneged on it.
Went back on it?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. I hope that's not true.
Oh, man. I'm not a fan of Ziggler, but I have mad respect for that guy.
No, he's everything got value. He's got so
everything he's done in the business. That guy is a great asset to anywhere to go. So
yeah.
But I'm be looking forward to King of the Ring. For King of the Ring, I think I'm going to be picking Buddy Murphy too. I think
it would be cooler if it was a special. And even if you only had the special lead up to who's going to wrestle in the final match, and then put the final match on a pay-per-view.
Well, the final match is going to be a Clash of Champions.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're doing that at least. But I agree.
Are they
going to
do champion versus champion on Clash of Champions?
I hope not. No, I don't think anybody on here is a...
Is AJ Styles going to lose to Seth Rollins?
Oh, you're talking about just regular? Yeah. I don't know. I hope not.
Jeez. I hope not.
They saved that for Raw and SmackDown. Who did Kofi wear? Was it Kofi and... AJ?
This week, that was fantastic. It was supposed to be the Revival versus the New Day, and then Randy intervened. He came out before that, and they made a six-way.
Mm-hmm.
Randy looked amazing at that finish by like taking out Kofi.
Yeah.
Then him feeding the other guys to him, and him giving the RKO to everybody.
Yeah.
And picking Kofi up a second time. The one thing about Randy, you can be bored of him. His style bores a lot of people.
Mm.
When he needs to work and when he needs to get someone to a certain point, it only takes him a couple minutes to get that match. Like, I want to see them wrestle again.
It was funny to me, the build up to the match from SummerSlam, and who's like, I did politically bury you. Like, it was like...
But that's Randy. Randy right. will like, make himself look it was, terrible
it
to
was
get a match.
So funny, like, how he just admitted, he's like, I'm a politicker. I stab people in the back backstage. No problem.
It's true. The thing is, Randy's changed as a person. He knows he did it, and he knows he's better off admitting that he did it on television and getting the angle over. Right. And he did a great job of it. I like we were talking last week. I really think these sit down video of interviews need to be done more than Ms. Whatever TV or Alexa Bliss holding a cup of coffee and everybody's buying her stupid coffee mug now. Like I think these segments are better. Like,
good for her. She's selling merch, man.
I love Alexa Bliss.
Just the segment itself. Like, we're done with.
Even though
I
was heartbroken that Kairi Sane and Asuka lost to them, but they're not selling Kairi Sane as anything. She lost two matches in a row now, and of course she's like 4'11". I don't know how to even sell like her as a legit female wrestler. there.
All right. Well, we got to start wrapping this puppy up, man.
What?
If you will, we can keep going. I mean, geez.
Yeah, let's do some bonus content.
Put it Mark, on. Can you tell us about the Uneducated podcast that you put out this week?
Well, me and Ed finally reunited this week and then got really, really drunk on Wednesday, so we had no show. I did drop Spencer a farewell, if you guys want to check it out.
Yeah.
It's 4 segments. Like I said, my computer died, so I could not get the segment where he talked about a turtle being struck by lightning, which I really wanted that on air. But
I want to hear that story.
My hard drive is done.
Oh, yeah.
So I put 4 segments on, and Spencer is the one who basically created the no sleeps on my show.
Mm.
So I made sure I put the one no sleep that we did where I was trashing him before he tried starting.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss the kid. I tried to have Bob do it. He couldn't do it. And I wanted to put some of the band's music on there, but I found out it was pretty much a no-go. So
yeah.
It wasn't by them. It was just like legal things and everything.
Oh, okay.
So it's just called Spencer Farewell. Check it out. There's a story from the Super Bowl parade. There's one where Ed and I got drunk and went shopping in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think. There's one where he was shot by a BB and forgot about it and then was found out in an X-ray. He still had it in his leg. And there's another one where we talk about pegging. And
yep.
It's just, there's a great, it's just really cool because like I'm so high strung and wound up the way I am. And then Ed, where he's, you know, he just pulls comedy out of the air with his mind, just how funny that kid is and how sharp he is. And then Spencer was always the middle guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was always the one that tied the three of us together. And you can hear it in those episodes. And then yeah. I thought it was really cool.
The no sleep he did was really good. I got to listen to the
episode. Thought those were sharks.
Yeah.
That was a really
scary ass story.
Yeah.
One of my biggest fears is drowning. So just that alone, and then a sea creature as well in a
multiple sea creatures.
Multiple sea creatures just dragging you down.
But he did such.
No, I don't want to give the story away. But
it was like almost a 15-minute story. Yeah. But the payoff is so well done.
Yeah,
so.
Very well done. Let's go with Matt Flowers. What do you got this week for a network pick?
I think I just read that they released a show from like 1984, and there's a Steamboat Flare match.
Yeah,
really?
Like a Broadway. So I want to check that out.
I saw that on the website.
Did you watch it, or you just saw
it? No, I'm going
to
try to
find it. I saw that it existed. I didn't watch it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think we should all go home and watch it.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
I think it's worth checking out.
So, anything else, Matt? You good? Corey, what do you got?
I was picking my nose.
I noticed. I'm like, hey, you got anything good in there? Corey, what do you got, man?
Check out 60 Minute Movies with Matt Flowers. Episode 2 with Rick Connor and myself.
And I have a...
There's a fun-ass...
I have another one that's going to drop soon, and it's the idea we came up with is awesome.
Yeah.
So
I meant to ask if you wanted to plug that or not. I wasn't sure.
I'm excited about the concept. It's a really good premise for a show.
Thank you.
It's very good. Yeah, it's a very good idea for a podcast. What's going on with Evolving, man?
I dropped an episode on Monday with Brian Hickey. He's a journalist from Philly Voice, Deadspin, and he was featured in the Netflix documentary Behind the Curve about flat earthers. We talked a little bit about that. We talked about his traumatic brain injury and his coma and stuff. It was a really, really cool episode. So check that out, Evolving with Corey Castle, episode number 145 on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah, that's all passe, though. It's hollow earth theory. There's dinosaurs in the middle of the earth.
Yes.
That's the one.
That's
the one I'm going to start pushing and believing now.
That's the one I'm going to start believing, that one.
The hollow earth theories. Yeah, that's one of them. There's one where the earth's supposed to be shaped like a donut. There's all kinds.
Well,
of
yeah, I heard Bo, what the heck is that guy's name?
Bo Dallas?
Bo Dallas, yes.
Bo Dallas?
He was on Jericho's podcast talking about the hollow earth theory. Yeah. He was like really into it.
Supposedly, like AJ accidentally said something about flat earth, so now everybody thinks he's a flat earther and messes with him all the time about it.
Well, I mean, it's some of that like fundamental weird Christian stuff has to do with like, oh, you can't travel to space, you'd crash into heaven and die.
Oh man. All right, well,
check out the newest episode of Capital Wrestling where I'm featured. And man, just let us know you exist. Like I say, every time, if you like the content that we're giving to you every week,
man, let us know what your favorite parts are and what your favorite segments are, and let us know how we can improve. And let us know, like, if you never want to listen to us again, then don't.
All right, before you do your 43-minute plug, can we all please watch the Stevie Austin show and talk about it next week, how god-awful it is?
I haven't watched it because I had a feeling it was going to be bad, and I didn't want to...
Straight up Steve Austin up
all night. They shot a minigun on it, and I still hated it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's bad.
All right. Well,
Teespring shop. Buy some shirts.
Yes. Teespring.com/store/Russell-Rock. Buy some t-shirts for us and help us out and help out some charities that that's connected to. Check out my YouTube channel, tinyurl.com/YouTube. Rick Connor. See a whole bunch of DCW matches on there. Very good stuff. I do another podcast with Mark's sister, Karen. It's called It's Something to Do. Boo. She sucks. No, it's a good podcast. We do a lot of pop culture, television, movies. Theater, whatever we feel like doing that today, we find something to do. Right now we're doing Cobra Kai. That just released. And next week we're going back to see if Karate Kid still holds up. And spoiler alert, it does. And that, I think, is all I got for plugs. That was like a minute, so shut up.
Not 45 minutes. It was one.
One. You're 45 minutes. You're 44 minutes off. All right, man. That'll about
Langhorne, Nashville, Tennessee.
I was born in Langhorne, Nashville.
Going down to the old boardwalk in Langhorne, Tennessee.
One back bump, flat back bump in the middle of the ring is like equivalent to taking a... getting rear-ended by a car 25 miles per hour.
I pee in a cup, then empty the cup in the trash, and then throw the cup in the trash.
All right, see you guys.
I was hanging out in the dressing room. I found a cup and I pissed in it. Born in Langhorne, Nashville.
And thank you for the title of the episode.
Thank you, everyone. We love you.
All right, that'll about do it for this episode of Russell Rock. I'm Rick Connor.
I'm Corey Castle.
Mark Hobacker.
Io Shirai.
Whatever her name is.
I love her.
Who cares? She's hot.
I love her.
Let's take it out like we always do with Mr. Nick Burke.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.